listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Mark Price as producer this evening. WILS 1320 and 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone lines now to Dan Wormels, who's a partner at Wormels and Comstock, CPA in East Lansing. Good evening, Dan. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for spending some time with us tonight. Tax, the first of the year, you start thinking about these things. And my call to you today was, what do I need to be doing now to get ready for tax time so that I'm not in a panic and then I don't put you as my accountant into a panic?
Well, that's a great idea. And then nice thinking about it early in the year. So you have to start looking at fairly closely at the mail coming in, because a lot of the tax documents are starting to be mailed to taxpayers, especially in January, with mortgage statements and 1099s and W-2s and those things. So rather than just setting it aside, probably perusing through your mail will certainly give you a start on those items. So,
and those things should be starting to arrive now?
This is a little early, but some of the mortgage statements, actually, they now include it with your bill for January. They'll include the information you need for your 1099. So I've noticed some of those you have to be careful so that you can find that and set that aside. The W-2s and 1099s are usually things that they send out a little bit later in the month, but, you know, by mid-month they should start coming. So,
okay, and if I haven't seen them for some reason, just check with the folks you know they should be coming from?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to kind of at some point in time to look through your last year's return and, you know, look for the items to say, well, geez, here's the 1099s for these accounts and everything else. Some of the things like the banks, if you're obviously interest rates are quite low now, if they're under like $10, they don't have to send them. So if it's a minor amount of money, you don't have to worry about it. But otherwise, you know, kind of going through a little checklist to see what you've had in the past is usually a good place to start. So keep
a separate file as those pieces of mail start coming in, just so you have them all in one spot's probably a good idea.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then, you know, as I said, at some point in time, maybe early February, kind of just spending a few moments to look through them and see if you have everything. If not, maybe place a phone call or two, as you mentioned. Things like contributions are things you usually have to go through your checkbook to kind of look through. Not everybody, not all of them send out receipts. So it's actually probably up to you to kind of go through and make a list of those items. And, if you've made any non-cash contributions kind of during the year, it's good to have a little file, too, so you can put those slips in there if you made some donations to Salvation Army or so that they're available for you at the end of the year.
What paperwork do I need to be bringing to my CPA? Do I need to have ready for?
Usually, you know, those items that we've just been talking about, listings of things, certainly help to and bring those kinds of things with you. Normally, what I do when I meet with people is kind of look through what they've had in the past just to make sure we've gotten all the information. So,
what does everybody need an accountant, Dan?
Obviously, it'd be my best effort to say yes, but that's probably not true. If you have a fairly basic return now, they actually have some pretty good, you know, tax preparation softwares that are available on anything. But if you have any complications, it certainly, I think, pays to have somebody who's a professional work with you on getting your return prepared. So
it sure makes it easier. I know from experience.
Yeah, and again, it's just, you know, it certainly makes sense to go be able to sit down with somebody who does it on a daily basis and knows what you need and, you know, where the deductions are and these kinds of things. But again, if you just had a W-2 and a few itemized deductions or everything, you could probably have, you know, prepare your return with one of the online software programs. So.
Well, and as you mentioned, changes to tax law, you know, there are changes every year. So having someone who's got the latest of what's going on is going to save you money in the long run.
Yes, that's kind of our object is every year is, you know, we certainly work hard to save more than we cost. So in most cases, we certainly do that. So.
And plus, that means you have somebody who stands behind the return with you.
Yes, that's exactly right. If there's any questions on the return, a lot of times, you know, now they're doing these matching notices, and more often than not, they're wrong than they are right. And people tend to get a notice from the IRS and want to just go ahead and pay for that, pay it, and we have them bring it in, and most of the time we can sort it out and figure out what the IRS did wrong rather than the taxpayers. So.
When should I have, when should a person have their paperwork, the paperwork we've been discussing, to their accountant?
Well, actually, you know, the IRS has allowed some of these larger financial institutions, allowed them to send their 1099s out at the end of February rather than January. So what it's done to your accountant is it's been moved his workload actually more towards March. So if you don't have that, or even if you have most of your information, you're just missing that statement, the earlier you can get in, and probably the happier your accountant will be to see you, and the easier it will be to have your return prepared. And nowadays with these, you know, electronic filing and everything too, obviously it's inspiring too, because you can get your refund back to you quite a bit quicker. So.
That was my next question. Is e-filing available to most folks, or to many folks at least?
Yes, most of the returns that we now do are e-filed. Occasionally there are certain things that are included, which is usually a fairly complex return, that you can't e-file a return. But, you know, we probably e-file 97-98% of our returns now. So,
what are the most common mistakes that that people make in just trying to get things together for you?
Usually they're just missing something. They just kind of forgot to look at last year. And, you know, things like one of the things in Michigan is your license plate tabs are a deductible expense. Those are usually one thing that people miss. Sometimes, as I said, accurately looking through your charitable contributions, including non-cash contributions, are things, you know, because you don't get a little sheet necessarily at the end of the year for those items. So.
How often do you have folks, Dan, that just simply have no idea how to even get started? They just walk in and say, help.
Well, usually they have at least a couple of items. So they do come in, and we make them up a nice little list and send them home with it, and they end up getting most of the information. So
they then go out hunting and gathering.
That's exactly right. That's very true. So
things are ramping up pretty big at Wormels and Comstock, I'm guessing.
Yeah, because of the pushback in individual returns, we start in about another week, we'll start going working pretty hard on business returns. And then, you know, usually I do have an appointment, I think, for a week from Monday with my first 1040 return for people who get things ready. And usually once you get the first one, it just goes up from there. So.
Well, I think I'm very glad I was able to get a hold of you today, because I'm guessing starting next week it's going to become real hard to get a hold of Dan.
That's exactly right. So, well, it's always easy to find where your accountant is. He's usually at work. So.
No matter what the hour at this time of the year.
That's exactly right.
Well, I appreciate it very much, Dan. Have a great weekend or a great evening, and have a great tax season.
Thank you very much. If anything else pops up during the season, certainly feel free. I'd be happy to talk to you again.
So. Very good. Thank you, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good night. I've been talking with Dan Wormels, partner in Wormels and Comstock CPA, East Lansing accounting firm, as things are gearing up and getting pretty exciting over there. I guess the word to the wise is to get your things into your accountant as soon as you get them in the mail and help them out. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this. We're going to talk with Ruben Drosha. I'm always interested in multi-generational businesses, and they have one in the third generation in Mason. So we're going to talk with him about that after these messages.